Aging Options offers educational and informational resources to the public. Aging Options is not a law firm. The information provided on this show is not intended to convey legal advice, and no lawyer-client relationship is created as a result of the information provided here. The confidentiality protections available when a lawyer-client relationship is created will not attach to communications in this public setting. So it is very important that you not reveal or disclose information you wish to keep private when communicating here. Aging Options does not provide financial services, housing services, or healthcare management services. You are strongly encouraged to consult your own professional advisors on these matters. Although Rajiv Nagayach is a lawyer and has an ownership interest in a law firm that provides life planning legal services, as well as an ownership interest in a separate company that provides healthcare management services, you're free to consult any advisors that you choose regarding these matters.
What advice you might be able to provide for a friend? Could he have VA benefits and Medicare at the same time if he pays for the Medicare benefits?
My father's 84 years old and is currently in an Alzheimer's facility, and we have been paying for it out of his account. We're wondering if there's any way of getting around the five-year period before we get Medicare.
I'm wondering, what is the Safe Harbor Trust?
What is your question for Rajiv Nagayach? The Northwest Premier Elder Law and Estate Planning Attorney with Aging Options is on the air.
Good morning and welcome to Aging Options, the only program focusing on elder care and how to manage your personal or parental elder care and health care needs. Remember, this is live call-in radio featuring Rajiv Nagayach, the Northwest Premier Elder Law and Estate Planning Attorney, whose practice specializes in the legal, financial, and health care issues we all face today. Now with three offices to serve you, one in Federal Way, one in Bellevue, and one in Edmonds. Aging Options is committed to helping you deal with both the blessings and the challenges of longevity. So get ready to call in and ask your personal questions. The number to call is 1-877-76-AGING. That's 1-877-76-AGING. Now here's your host of Aging Options, Rajiv Nagayach, along with his co-host, Jerry Burke.
And this is Aging Options, and minus Rajiv today, and but he's very busy doing some important things, and we're going to just kind of follow the format as much as we can, and also this is going to be a monumental day in the history of Washington and the Seattle area.
Uh-oh.
Because the Huskies are going to beat the Oregon Ducks today.
Won't that be great?
That's my prescription for a good weekend, and then followed by the Seahawks on Sunday.
Oh, man. As I was driving up, I saw all these Oregon license plates and little flags for Oregon. I thought, oh, boy.
maybe it was a bunch of Washington people coming home with their – they have less taxes to pay on their cars with the Washington
plates. Oh, that's possible. It used to be a really big thing years ago where people would do that and actually try to license some down there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I've actually talked to a few people about getting the correct plates on their car after I was paying my $400 license fee.
Oh, man.
But that's Bob Pittman over there. Bob has been on the air on Cairo for many years and had a program over there, a legal show.
That's true.
Talking about the law.
Legal advice and worth every cent you paid for it, too.
Yeah. we're going to do some more of that today.
Sure.
There's going to be a slight variation in the show. But mostly, I want to refer you to some of the same things we do every week here, and that would be the website for Aging Options, agingoptions.com. There are some articles there that Bonnie has put up that are right down the line of what we talk about on this program today.
And, you know, Jerry, let me stop. What a great website. I'm an observer here, but that is just a terrific website. What a great resource.
Yes, it is. And there is so much there, including one of the things that we don't talk about a lot, but we do somewhat, and those are white papers. And, you know, I always wondered what a white paper was, and I found out. If you look on the website and go to the resources tab and click on there, and then you'll find a drop-down thing in the center of the page, and it goes to white pages. And I think there's about 16 of them there, and those are in-depth studies of different subjects related to aging, and you'll find the information you need there. you know, one of the subjects that a lot of people are dealing with is marriage at an older age, a remarriage. Two people, they've got all their assets and their grandkids, and their kids are grown up, and now they want to get together and be married. And the ins and outs of that, things to look forward to and how to line up so everybody's happy. And there are many, many articles there, so check them out, agingoptions.com. Look at the resource tab. And right on the front page, Bonnie's articles, as you drop down and scroll through, and the four of them that we have to look at today. In the future, we talked about this with Dr. Mix, in the future, growing old could take longer. And is it time to take over your loved one's finances?
Oh, boy.
Yeah. And will you retire? There's a question that you want to answer. There's an article on that. And should primary care involve dementia screening for older adults?
You know, on the retiring, Jerry,
yeah.
I mean, don't you think that's a hard one to for people like us to actually stop doing what we love to do?
Yeah. I think, you know, it's going to be the gurney with my zipped up body
yeah.
on it. That's going to, my retirement will start then.
I think so too.
Yeah.
That's for me too.
Yeah.
And I don't mean it because I, you know, just have to do it or, you know, because, but it's because I love what I do. Just like you love what you do.
Yeah. I have a good friend, neighbor, who is always looking for something to do. He's
wow.
remodeled his house. He's fixed this. He's done that. He's always, and if there's nothing to do, he gets bored, seriously
yeah,
bored.
I'd like to invite him over to my house to work on the remodeling. Everybody's afraid I'm going to try to remodel.
He actually did come over and help on some remodeling at my house, which was very nice. If you have any questions for Bob, give us a call at 1-877-762-4464 or locally at 206-421-0770. And we got a question from Robert in Tacoma.
Great.
I'll give you a heads up on this. He has a father and a living trust and Medicare.
All question. Right.
So let's just see what we can do with that, okay?
Sounds good.
Welcome to the program, Robert.
Oh, good morning.
Hi.
My question has to do, my dad has a living trust, which he has put some of his assets in, not as faithfully as he should have.
Okay.
And consequently, he has quite a few financial instruments out that are still in his name. He's considering going into senior housing, which he will have to pay for at this time.
Sure.
My question involves if he gets the rest of this stuff into his the name of his trust, is he going to have to wait 5 years or use up his money before he can go on straight Medicare?
Oh, good. Actually, you're thinking of Medicaid. Instead of Medicare. Medicare is the easygoing insurance kind of thing that we all get at a certain age.
Yeah.
But Medicaid, and let me tell you, the living trust won't protect him at all when it comes to Medicaid. The living trust, for all of us, just to refresh our memories, is a vehicle, kind of a will substitute in some ways. We push our assets into it, and then when we die, we don't have to go through that crazy probate stuff, even though probate's not a nightmare. It's great. I like living trusts, but they don't do a thing when it comes to Medicaid. This is one he's going to want to talk to our friend Rajiv about, but a lot of planning has to go in to actually shift those assets out of his name and out of the name of the living trust, even more than likely, in order to allow him to qualify in 5 years' time for Medicaid assistance.
In any event, there is a 5-year.
Yep, we have that 5-year look back, kind of that rear view mirror that's a big one that the state has, and it works at night, too. I mean,
yep.
Those guys are good. They look back and they say, let's see, what did Jerry give away 5 years ago, 4 years and a,
yeah.
4.5 years ago? Yeah. So you got to be really careful. But you want to, this is really tricky stuff, and this is one that I would say you sit down with Rajiv or one of his colleagues there at that great campus in Federal Way or one of the other offices, and you go over so carefully, because if you make one little mistake, it blows the whole thing, and you probably start the whole 5-year thing all over again. So be really careful.
Yeah.
Everybody be careful.
How do I get a hold of Rashid?
Jerry, I've been wondering that, too. How on earth would we actually find Rashid?
I don't know. If we could find him, he'd be here today.
What is that number?
No, the phone number to call, and you can use this one after the show's over, or you'll go right into our switchboard here again. The toll-free number to call is 1-877-76-AGING. A-G-I-N-G. And the legal offices for Johnson & LeGuy, I'll give you that one, too. It's very easy. It's toll-free at 1-877-ELDER-47.
Hey, thanks for the call.
Yeah, he's the guy to talk to.
You know, let me just say one more thing on something that Rajiv can do for a married couple. Mm-hmm. A lot of times you have a married couple where one of the spouses is in real trouble, and Rajiv is able to take out his magic wand and move assets over to the well spouse and oftentimes preserve the entire estate while the spouse qualifies for some help.
Yeah.
It's a terrific opportunity to plan if you get in there early.
Well, I think it's actually in the years I've spent with Rajiv on the air here, that's the only way to go.
Yeah.
Is to make sure those assets are preserved for the living spouse. Don't spend them all.
And the law actually favors the spouse, the living spouse, the well spouse, if you do the planning. But if you don't do the planning, it's all up for grabs.
So you can plan ahead, you can use the money, but also make sure there's some in reserve for that person who's been caring for you and left behind. If you want to find out more, you can go to the Aging Options Seminars. There's going to be two of them coming up this month. The first one's on October 29th, right at the end of the month. That's a Tuesday evening in Federal Way at the Aging Options campus. And then in Bellevue on Wednesday evening, the following night, October 30th, 6:30 at the Marriott Residence Inn, a hotel there in Bellevue. And we'd love to see you at the seminars. You can check out registration and all that by going to agingoptions.com. That's agingoptions.com. Click on the seminar button over to the right side of the page. You'll see a place there to register, and you can do it. Get yourself all set up. Bring the whole family along. It's a great event and a time to hear Rajiv and get some questions answered at the end of the show, too. Phone numbers to call if you want to talk to Bob and get your questions and anything in the legal area. But if you want to talk about some of his hot buttons, where did that list go of your hot buttons? Hey, digital assets. Hey, that's something we want to talk about.
We're in real trouble there. I mean, most of us, this is a very a developing area of the law right now, is what happens to our digital assets when we die or become incapacitated.
So what's it, for older folks?
Well, let me give you
kids that are 12, they know what a digital asset is.
It could be any kind of an account. It could be your email account. It could be your access to your bank account. Mm-hmm. It could be your Facebook page. And a lot of folks in their 70s, 80s, 90s have Facebook pages.
Yeah.
Let me give you a quick example. A woman died about a year later. Her daughter opened up her own personal Facebook page, and up pops an ad from her mom. Her mom is hawking some kind of product on Facebook. But her mom died a year ago.
You don't want to have a seat. You don't want to see that.
Somebody had taken over her identity after she died, and what a shock to her daughter to see her mom recommending some product. I won't even mention the product. It was
that's a little over the top. And I get mail. My mom passed away about 2.5 years ago, and I have one or two companies that send me a piece of mail to my address to her. And it doesn't bother me because it's another reason to just at that moment remember her.
That's right.
But having her pop up selling something on a Facebook page, I think that's over the top.
Can you imagine?
Yeah. And Bob, I'm going to talk a little bit more about Bob. He is the biggest user of Saran Wrap on the planet.
I buy the big, huge boxes at Costco.
Yep. And we're going to take a break right now and come back and talk about that. If you want to talk to Bob, take this rare opportunity. Take advantage of it. Give us a call at 1-877-762-4464 or 206-421-0770. Right here on Aging Options, I'm Jerry Berg, along with our special guest today, Bob Pittman. And also coming up a little later here, just a little while, Darlene Bailey Carlson's going to be rejoining us and talk more about Medicare Advantage plans. We'll have questions for her, too. Okay? We'll be right back.
I went to what we thought was a reputable lawyer in one of those big buildings with big glass windows over there in Bellevue. He and his partner, they're supposed to know all this stuff. And so we set up a $100,000 trust for my mother-in-law. He didn't tell us that she couldn't get Medicaid or anything like that as long as we have that trust.
Aging Options. Aging Options with Rajiv Nagaich. Listen to past programs anytime online at agingoptions.com.
And we're back with more of agingoptions.com. This is Aging Options. Our phone number, if you want to call and talk to Bob Pittman, world famous Bob Pittman. Oh, really?
You know, I appreciate that.
I've seen it on your website. It's right there.
I say it myself all the time. You're
Bob,
right.
Bob Pittman with two T's .com. Check it out. And the phone number to call if you have any legal questions for Bob, 1-877-762-4464. That's 1-877-762-4464. Or our local number in King County, just 421-0770. If that works for you, you get in right away. Get to the top of the list and get to talk to Bob at that moment.
Everybody has a legal question, don't they, Jerry?
They do.
We can't get through life very far without saying, what do we do about this? What do we do about that?
You know, if you don't have a legal question, you're probably not paying attention.
That's right.
Something's going to sneak up
on you.
We
have one for you.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, I mentioned Saran Wrap. We talked a little bit about digital assets and what those are. If you want to expand on that too, and the Saran Wrap angle to asset protection.
Well, and you can see I brought in my big box.
The Costco roll.
I used to use the small ones and I just ran out so fast.
Right.
But here's what happened. I found out a number of years ago, I was talking to some parents of responsible adult children.
Mm-hmm.
And they were scared to death that the kids were going to inherit, especially one of the kids, and in this case, he was going to lose his inheritance in a divorce.
Sure.
The parents said, as sure as the sun is out today, we know that's what's going to happen.
Some of that's predictable, but it's also something you should think about. If it even looks like a real happy marriage, you want to make sure you protect that stuff anyway.
Well, you know what we do is we take Saran Wrap out, mm-hmm. and we give a special lifetime trust to the kids. Now, the kids can be essentially in charge of it if it's appropriate.
Yeah.
But, you know, in this case, you know who got the divorce? It wasn't the son. It was the daughter with the 30-plus year marriage.
There you go.
But guess what? We Saran Wrapped hers, too. Mm-hmm. The son's marriage stayed together, surprisingly.
Yeah. The unexpected one stayed together.
And the daughter ended up in a divorce and in a bankruptcy. And guess what didn't happen to her inheritance? It didn't go up in smoke.
Yeah.
She got to keep it because we used a special form of a lifetime trust. I call it Saran Wrapping.
Yeah.
And it worked like a charm, and she today still has her inheritance. It's grown, and she's got she had her start over fund because we didn't just cut a check to a responsible adult child.
Yeah.
If I was your dad, Jerry, even though you're a responsible young guy, I would put it in a Saran Wrap trust rather than cutting you a check because I want you to have it when you turn 93. It's still going to be there. And not going to be taken away.
That would have been a good idea.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Well, what age is correct? What age is safe for somebody to get their inheritance?
Yeah.
You know, people say, 21, 25, 35. I had parents years ago, and they kept struggling over this. They finally came back in. They were so happy they decided 65 was the perfect age for their son.
Well, you're always torn between the idea of giving a jump start, maybe with their education.
Yeah.
Or, they're starting a family. You want to make sure that money is available.
Sure.
Or they're changing, maybe going to start a business at some point in their life. Well, we want to make it available for that.
Well,
and then, what about if everything else fails? Right. And it's retirement time. We want to make sure he's got money, he or she has money to retire on. So it's a tough decision to make.
Quick story, 70-year-old kid came into my office one time, 70 years old she was, retired, and I had to send her somewhere else because I don't do this kind of work, but mm-hmm. she had driven through a crosswalk and hit two people and disabled them for life, not just a little bit, not just they're going to wake up and be okay tomorrow, disabled for life. Guess what was going to happen to her? She didn't have enough car insurance. She was losing everything, including the inheritance from her mom, two CDs sitting in a bank that doesn't even exist anymore. Now it's way back when.
Mm-hmm.
But she lost everything. And that's when I started Saran Wrapping. I said, you know what? It's not fair that this 70-year-old kid loses her inheritance. She's a responsible person. She just made a mistake. She hit two people in the crosswalk, and she lost everything.
Yeah.
And don't let it happen to your kids.
Absolutely. And if you want to find out more about that, you can give us a call at 1-877-762-4464. That's 1-877-762-4464. And our local number is 206-421-0770. If you have a question for Bob, or if you have a question for Darlene Carlson Bailey Carlson. I got the Carlson and the Baileys mixed up.
That's okay. But good morning.
You're here.
Yeah. I'm here. Did you know there's a little football game going on out there in the street?
There is, yeah. Yeah,
they're getting ready. they're tailgating out on I-5 right now.
Yeah. Somebody didn't plan on the traffic, and I was going, oh my gosh, that's right. There's a huge game today.
Yeah, we have the traffic, and we have the rain, and for a while anyway, and the rain's supposed to clear up.
Good.
And that's a good thing. But if you have any questions for Bob or Darlene, Darlene's going to be here for probably the rest of this hour anyway, and you can call her about anything regarding the Medicare Advantage plan. And what kind of questions do you want to field here? Just give us an idea.
You know what? It's just that busy time of the season. Tuesday starts October 15th. We're ready to enroll. So I want people to call me with questions. How do you want to compare plans? You know, what direction should you go?
Sure.
What should you look for? Anything along that line. And my biggest concern is a lot of people go, oh, I have another month and a half to compare plans. But you know what? Don't wait till the last minute. It's really nice to compare, get set up, ready to go. So come January 1st, you have everything in place to start 2014 with.
Absolutely. And your computer programming actually works, unlike the Obamacare one. You can actually click on and get information.
Yes, you can, actually. That's an interesting situation.
Did you spend $700 million to make it?
No, not quite.
No, okay. It's amazing.
But I'm sure you spared no expense in creating an effective website.
Absolutely. If you have any questions for Darlene, she was here last week and fielded quite a few questions about the Medicare Advantage plan. And you can figure out, you know, the ins and outs and how you're going to select. I'm sure that you've been inundated, as she suggested, at the mailbox with things from all kinds of different companies saying they've got the best deal for you. And she can talk about the ins and outs of the different programs a little bit. And suggest that maybe Sound Path Health may be the place for you to go.
Jerry, is it going to change with the advent of Obamacare?
Medicare Advantage plans weren't impacted by that.
So at least that's going to be stable, and we can rely at least on what's going on there.
Yeah. At some point, the deductibles will probably go up because of the reduction in money available to Medicare.
Okay. But there wasn't an impact this year at all.
Yeah. And so that we'll be talking about that, because in some cases your insurance may have gone up a little bit, some of it went down. It depends on the insurance company, and we're going to talk about that. So you can call in right now and talk to either Darlene, or you can talk to Bob. Make your choice.
Sure. Or Jerry.
We don't want to know what I wanted. Wow. Well,
we already know.
But with Bob, we're going to talk about saran wrapping your assets for protection, estate protection, and all of that.
Sure.
And maybe a little bit about your pets.
Yeah.
And what you should do about that. We never talk about that on the program, and that's something that you should look into. And if you have any questions about, what are you going to do about your pet?
Oh, that's a big area. And, of course, they don't get Medicare Advantage, but the folks that they're living with oftentimes need to have Medicare Advantage, obviously.
Absolutely.
And the pets are so important to us, and I think folks who might be on Medicare Advantage really appreciate their pets even more than younger folks do.
Yeah.
Yes.
I think having a pet is something that keeps you alive longer.
I think so.
Hey, I have three dogs and a cat. I'm right with you.
Well, what happens if you become incapacitated and you're not able to help them? What happens if, in fact, we do pet alert cards that people can carry with them, because a lot of times we'll have a single person who has pets at home.
Right.
And what happens if they get in an accident, they're unconscious for the next week in the hospital?
Yeah.
What happens to their dog inside their house? Is the dog going to be alive when they come out of the hospital?
After the dog eats the furniture.
Yeah, I mean,
very good point.
Well, what a horrible way to expire, too.
Oh, yes.
So the pet alert cards that we do, you can carry with your driver's license, and we want people to know that you have a pet, and that to get in back into the house or the contact information to get someone to help and make sure the pets are okay.
That's a very good point.
1-877-762-4464. That's toll-free. And 206-421-0770. And you don't want to necessarily think that just because your friends and your grandchildren and your children like your pet and everything is just going to be taken care of, you're going to want to plan a little bit more past that.
You know, I hate to call it lying, but people do say, oh, yeah, Fluffy's a wonderful cat. We'd love to have Fluffy at our house.
Yeah.
And you just know it isn't true.
Well, the other thing, too, is maybe they're good at heart and they're really believing that.
Sure.
And at the same time, Fluffy doesn't want to do it.
That's right.
And so, you know, if Fluffy doesn't want to go,
where's Fluffy going to go?
Well, you got a problem at that point, and there may be some money need to be set aside for Fluffy's re-indoctrination into a new living environment.
Right. If we have time later, we should talk about Leona Helmsley and what she did with her dog Trouble.
Oh, I thought it was with her shoes.
Nope. That Leona Helmsley and her dog Trouble. We can talk about that later.
Yeah, and we're going to. But we're going to talk about whatever you want to talk about if you give us a call. Could be about the digital assets and what you're going to do with those. Your saran wrapping, your assets, pet protection, or the Medicare Advantage plan. That's what we want to talk about mostly during this hour because Darlene has got a limited schedule. She's got to get back into that traffic.
She's going to the game, I think.
big things going on today.
We'll be right back.
My 86-year-old mom is getting married in a month to a 90-year-old, very sweet gentleman. Mom thought that they could just keep their wills exactly the same as they were, and I'm thinking it's going to be a little more complex than that.
Aging Options with Rajiv Nagaiaj. Join the conversation now by dialing 1-877-76-AGING. That's 1-877-76-A-G-I-N-G. Aging Options.
Or you can try our local number at 206-421-0770. That works too. And this is, where is it? Aging Options.
That's right.
With Bob Pittman, Jerry Bird.
I'm aging as we sit here.
And Darlene Bailey Carlson. We are on it. Yeah. Thankfully, we'll keep aging until noon today, for
That's
sure.
Right.
Otherwise, we'll have more than just dead air.
Oh, yeah, we don't want that.
Notice I'm quiet here. I'm not aging here. I'm just watching these two.
Yeah. Just in case I keel over, Bob, I want you to come over to this side for a moment. Take a look at the console from my side.
All right.
And,
all right.
And I'm CPR certified, so you're good to
really?
Go.
Really?
You know, when
Maybe
I first
we could do that live on the air, that would be great radio.
Oh, when I first started doing radio many, many years ago, Jim French showed me the ropes.
Oh, yeah.
And one thing he said to me, he says, Bob, he says, don't ever, ever let on that you know how to work the board, he says, because you'll be doing it.
Yeah.
So never, never, ever admit that you can do that.
Yep. We had years ago, we had a board operator that didn't show up for this show. And the suggestion was made that I come around to the other side of the console in that room and run the console.
Oh, boy.
And I have one just exactly like it at home.
Sure.
Except all of my stuff is in different places. And mine is labeled for me, and this one wasn't even labeled. And
oh,
I
boy.
Think, no, I don't think I want to try that. Hey, let's get to our callers. We have Susan on the line who's calling us, a guest from Oregon. We want to talk to her, and also Sue Great. In Issaquah. And so you gals stay right where you are. We're going to get to Susan first because she called in first. And if you want to talk to either Darlene or Bob, give us a call. And the numbers are 206-421-0770. That's our local number. And toll-free, the Aging Options number is 1-877-76-AGING. Or in digits, it's 877-762-4464. As we go to Oregon, someplace in Oregon. How you doing?
Hi, Susan.
Go Ducks.
I was just going
well,
to say, she might be up here. I don't think she's in Oregon. She's up here.
Hey, Chaz, find tequila in the bumper music, will you? Okay? We want to give a little bit of our
It'll be a great
song.
Game. We know that,
yes.
For sure.
Yes, and it's going to be a long drive home for you. I'm sorry. But,
I just saw a new shirt today that said the good, and it's a husky, the bad, it's Wazoo, and the ugly is a
oh,
dog.
No.
I'm sorry, Susan. You're
Uh-oh.
In our territory.
Uh-oh.
That's okay.
That's okay.
It's all in good fun. Right?
I'm not worried one bit.
Oh, good for you. Good for you, girl.
Nope, I'm not worried.
And we're just going to have some fun. I hope nobody gets hurt.
That's right.
Oh, yeah, that's my number one always.
Yeah. Yes.
Unless you're from Oregon.
I love sports, but I pretty much love college football.
That's fun.
Number one.
Yeah.
Yes.
So how can we help you today?
Well, I've been in complete denial for a while. I turned 65 this Monday, and I've been getting the barrage of mail and all this stuff. I have Blue Cross Blue Shield Regents through a retirement of my husband's his work. I've talked to them. I feel pretty secure with all of that. But you've used some terms, and like I said, I didn't want Medicare. I really didn't think I felt like it was, you know, being forced into it at this age was kind of useless, really. I have good insurance. Of course, who knows what's going to happen, you know, with this other mess that's going on. But now I'm finding that, you know, I'm going to lose some doctors and all that good stuff. But I don't intend to ever pull out my Medicaid card. I'm just going
or
to...
Medicare card. What's the story on that?
Well, I think I'm hearing you a little bit, and please interject at any time. So you have your husband's retirement with Blue Cross, correct?
Correct.
And you're in Oregon, and I'm not exactly sure of the Oregon laws, but I bet you this is very similar to up here. Since you have your husband's retirement, and if you're very happy with that, you have your Part A for your Medicare. That's an entitlement. Part B is something that you need to purchase only if you are going to get a supplement or a Medicare Advantage plan. So when you get your red, white, and blue card here in the state of Washington, it says to mail it back if you want to decline your Part B. And you don't need Part B because you have your husband's retirement. You might be losing some doctors. The only time I will even suggest for anybody to leave their retirement is when they talk about their premium becoming too high and the possibility of losing physicians. Otherwise, I highly recommend that you stay with your retirement plan because that's something that you can't get back.
Well, let me interject right here. My health is pretty good. He is... he's in a very fast declining medical situation, and you know, and he is a little younger than I am. So, case in point, if he passes away, I will lose the Blue Cross Blue Shield more than likely.
Right. And in that situation, that's when you would contact Medicare and you would enroll in Medicare Part B. And then if you have a primary care...
At a higher rate, I've been told.
No, because what you have right now is what's called credible coverage. So you won't be penalized. As long as you have your retirement plan, there is no penalty attached. So once you find that you're losing your retirement, you'll contact Medicare and you will enroll in Part B, and that will have a premium on that. And then I would call your primary care physician if you love them and find out what plans they take. And once you do that, then you can start comparing plans from that direction.
Well, I've goofed then because I, you know, I read everything and thought I understood it, but I did take Part B because I was thinking, geez, they're just going to up the price and I'm going to be penalized, and so I might as well take it now. You know, it's just started, and I know there is a period of in and out at the very beginning. Can I get out of
Part B? Yeah, you can contact Medicare and say that you have a retirement plan and that don't need Medicare Part B at this time.
Well, I already signed up for it.
That's okay. That's okay. They may charge you for a month or two that you signed up until you have disenrolled from Part B. But once you need it, you can enroll back in it.
Without penalty, you're saying?
Without penalty because of that credible coverage with the retirement plan.
Oh, I wish I'd known that.
You didn't call me last week.
Well, I also had a question. You've been talking about a five-year period. I think it's attached to Medicaid down the line. What is that?
It's the Medicaid issue. If you're going to end up in long-term care, let's say, and you can't afford it, and you're going to run through your assets, there are ways to... make some transfers within the law, but you incur a five-year look-back period. So you have to pretty much be able to take care of yourself for that five-year period before you would be eligible for any assistance from Medicaid. Now, you need to talk to Rajiv about this
And you need to do it right away.
That's right.
So you're already past the five-year period if it happens that you need the money.
And sometimes there are ways to make transfers between spouses, and Rajiv can talk about that as well.
He's very good about that.
You're saying if I get sick and I want to transfer everything to my nieces and nephews and kids and all this kind of stuff, that they're going to go back 5 years and then they're going to say, well, you were hiding assets?
Well, it just may be too late. Once you actually get sick, you want to do some planning in advance and talk to Rajiv about things like the Safe Harbor Trust and so forth that can be helpful in protecting for the future against problems before they ever come up.
Yeah, you can.
Well, I'm confused.
Well, you can set up. You can set up.
You know, you're talking about the 5-year period. It's a look back then.
Well, it's a look back. So let's make an example. Let's say I'm a single person and I give all my assets to Jerry today. Well, I will not qualify. Jerry says, hey, great.
What about me?
I know, darn it. All right, I'm going to split them up here. But I won't qualify for assistance for 5 years from Medicaid.
Okay, yeah.
And that's
so
essentially
really
what's happening.
Kind of a crapshoot.
There are a lot of variations of it and a lot of things. That's where you do want to do things like attend the workshops that Rajiv puts on. And I don't know if he's doing anything in Oregon. We need to get Rajiv to Oregon.
Well, I was wondering, if he would do something down along the border in Vancouver.
Well,
that would be,
The things that he talks about are doable everywhere. And we've had an attorney from Oregon on the show, and he has people that he knows all around the country because of his association who handle elder law and estate planning together and do the same things that he does. So if you want to jot this down, you can email him, and he can refer you to somebody in Oregon. And the email address is radio@agingoptions.com.
Radio.
Radio@agingoptions.com.
Okay. Yeah, that might help.
Yeah, and it's a duck friendly website.
Very good. Thanks for the call.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Now, planning for Medicare, should people be starting before age 65 to be planning?
Well, you know what? Actually, I have a lot of people who do their research. Every year, Medicare Advantage plans change, and so at least they're going to get a grasp on the different offerings, such as a supplement. Some people will think a supplement and a Medicare Advantage plan are the same, which they're not. A supplement works with Original Medicare. Neither one of those have a drug plan, so you need to go purchase a drug plan, where a Medicare Advantage is a benefit that's all in one.
Oh, nice.
Medicare Advantage replaces your Medicare. So we are your Part A, your Part B. And if you want a drug plan, we are your Part D. But the benefit of a Medicare Advantage plan is that we also offer vision. We also offer free gym membership, hearing, things that a supplement plan won't offer.
That sounds great. I mean, it seems like most of us would want to at least consider doing the Advantage.
Yes. And one thing, let's get to the call and we can talk more about that.
Absolutely. And we have Sue on the line who's calling us from Issaquah. And Sue, welcome to Aging Options.
Oh, thank you. I have had Regents Blue Shield, but they have notified me as of December 31st, their program is no longer available. I'm looking at Med Advantage programs, which is what, of course, I had through them. It gets very confusing. For example, United Healthcare ARP sends out information about their Plan F, and they don't even have the rates until sometime in November. I guess what I'm looking for is there are so many providers. How can I just quickly get to one and not have to stew and spend hours on the computer trying to do a comparison?
Well, Sue, that's exactly where I come in. And so if it is becoming overwhelming, you are right by me, and I would love you to give me a call. Do you have a pen?
I do.
Okay. And my name is Darlene, and my phone number is 206-724-3069.
Okay.
Call me and leave me your phone number, and I will give you a call this weekend, and we can talk about how we can compare these plans, because there's a lot of specific things out there. Like you say, it's overwhelming, and I really want to work with people individually or at my seminars about exactly what is an out-of-pocket maximum. Many people think that's a deductible, and it's not. It's your protection. We were just talking earlier here, the difference between a co-insurance and a co-payment. Co-insurances can be very expensive because it's unpredictable price. So please give me a call and I would be happy to touch base with you.
Do you offer a seminar in my area?
I do. I don't have my schedule right here, but I can take a peek, okay?
And we'll talk more about that when we come back. Thanks
can
a lot for your
hang
call.
Hang on and hear?
Yeah, just keep listening on the radio. Can you do that?
Okay, I can.
Okay.
I just also have the question of Humana.
Then I'm going to put you on hold, okay? Hold on. I'll put you on hold. We'll come to the break and come back to you. And we'll also come back to Alan, who's in Auburn, to talk to him about the penalties for Medicare and your questions, too. And the number to call, 1-877-762-4464 or 206-421-0770. You're listening to Aging Options, changing the way Americans talk about, plan for, and navigate through their retirement years right here on KTTH. We'll be right back.
When I sign up for Medicare, is there something on the Medicare supplements window that is delayed by my being covered by a medical at work?
Now back to Aging Options with Rajiv Nagaich. Join us on Facebook and keep in touch with Aging Options 24/7 at agingoptions.com. Agingoptions.com.
And we are back with more of Aging Options, and we're going to be here until noon today taking your questions. Bob Pittman's going to stay with us for the entire hour, I hope.
I'm going to be in real serious trouble.
And Darlene's going to stay here as long as she keeps getting calls from you guys asking her questions about the Medicare Advantage plans and the opportunities in store for you. So you can get in line to talk to either of them at 1-877-762-4464 or 206-421-0770.
You know, let me just throw something out. I'm just sitting here listening as an observer, but to me, I like the idea of going local, and maybe that's just me.
Yeah.
But to explore these plans with a local person that I can go to your office, I can see you, I know what's going on. Groups like AARP, and all this is just me, my opinion, I think we want to be extremely careful, because you look at the a group, this behemoth group, AARP, that has a lot of different agendas going on in general, and I know they're making money off of the insurance plans.
It's a money-making
that they're,
machine.
They're offering, whether it's life insurance or health insurance, whatever it might be, and you just want to make sure you understand the bias of a particular group before you go to them, and make sure it's really where you want to be. And I would explore local options first.
Yeah. Well, and again, with SoundPath Health, that's all we do is Medicare Advantage. That's my specialty. That's our company's specialty. And it is. We're right in Federal Way. You can walk in. I always joke with my members that, you know what? I'm a benefit. You can call my cell. If you have questions or concerns, I can walk into the chief medical officer. I can walk into our pharmacist. I can walk into, you know, our customer service manager and say, hey, I need help.
Yeah,
and that's huge.
Don't underplay that benefit, because
no, it's a huge benefit.
When things are going sideways, especially, and you can't figure something out, to be able to do that rather than just call some number that's down in maybe Dallas, Texas, or who knows where they are.
And be put on hold and transferred.
Oh, yeah.
When you call us, we are local. Our goal is to answer the call within 30 seconds, and you're going to get a real customer service person.
I like that.
It's huge benefit.
Yeah. After I saw what AARP was lobbying for in Washington, D.C., and how much money they were spending on it, I knew they weren't my friend as a retired person, and I got a hold of them and told them to take me off the mailing list, cancel the magazine, and don't ever call me again. And I don't get any mail from them. So, and I'm glad for that.
Good.
Because, you know, well, I just said because why. Because why. Back to Sue we go with follow-up on her question. Sue? Back to the program. And Alan, stay where you are. You're up next.
Okay. It's kind of strange. Humana, when you call them for information, wants to send someone out to your home to discuss coverages with you. And United Healthcare, which you just discussed, they don't have a rate yet or a premium established for 2014. So anyway, I'm sure you have opinions about that, Darlene. Your seminars, is that you said you do give them. Is there going to be one sometime very soon in the Issaquah area?
I do have some in Bellevue. And again, we're one of those companies that are more than willing to come to your home and sit down and compare plans with you as well. So
Darlene,
we can.
What kind of a fee is there involved for that?
You know what? There is no fee for we're coming out. And one thing about our plans is we have coverage for every need. We have zero premium. You know, I call that a pay-as-you-go plan. You keep your premium in your pocket and you pay a little bit higher co-pays along the way. We have a sound plan that's $34, a charter plan that's $129. And I really like to walk people through what all of that means. Checking off the air a minute ago, it's so important to have a plan that has co-payments. Jerry and I were just discussing, he has a plan that his radiology is a co-insurance, and that can become extremely expensive. So it's very nice to have a plan that is predictable, so you know exactly how much you're going to pay before you go into that service. So please, Sue, give me a call, and I will, you know what, if you go online, our seminars are all online. If you don't go online, please call me or call our customer service at 1-866-789-7747, and we will get you registered for a seminar. If they're not close enough to you, we're happy to come to your home. All of my representatives are.
Okay, sounds great. What online, what do we look for?
www.soundpathhealth.com, and it will say look for an informational meeting, and they'll be all listed within your zip code area. You'll put your zip code and they will have them, all of the meetings that surround your zip code.
Okay.
Nice.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Sue. Pleasure to talk to you. I hope you give me a call.
I'll do that. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye. That leaves a line open for your call at 1-877-762-4464 or 206-421-0770. If you call in right now, you'll be following up right after Alan in Auburn. That's where we're going to go right now. We'll jump down to Auburn. Hi, Alan.
Good morning.
Thank you for waiting.
Oh, my pleasure. Just glad I could talk to somebody. My motto is I do it right the second time, I hope.
Hey, that's good.
I love that motto.
I used to have a doctor that had that motto, and it was actually on the wall, and it kind of scared people, I think.
Well, this pertains to my joining Medicare at the right time. I was oblivious, and I didn't do my preparation before turning 65. And therefore, I didn't sign up right away because I don't have any significant health problems. And so I went past, I believe it's a three-month period.
Right. You have 3 months before your birthday month, and 3 months after your birthday month to enroll in Medicare.
I missed it all. And so I'm living with a penalty. However, still being kind of oblivious to my own situation, I was carrying a Blue Cross plan at the same time. Actually, I thought it had been canceled, but it hadn't been. Now, this plan, is it the fact that I had this coverage, is it enough to have that penalty removed? Because if I have a letter that says it was a, what do you call it?
Policy in effect?
No. Now you just made me lose my train of thought here on that, because it was comparable coverage. Yes. Yeah, so what I'm hearing from you is that throughout your enrollment period, 3 months before birthday month, 3 months after, you had a Regents plan. Is that correct?
Premier Blue Cross.
Premier Blue Cross plan. And do you still have that plan?
No, I canceled it. This is costing me a lot of money, actually, for nothing. But I had that for a period of 6 months, which went beyond the three-month enrollment period. So I dropped that plan, and I dropped it after I signed up for Medicare.
Oh, okay. So you had it during that period. That's called credible coverage. And so if you can prove that Medicare will ask you to prove that you had that coverage, then you should not be penalized.
Now, to whom do I send that information? I believe I started to look into it, then I got busy and didn't continue.
And now, are you signed up with a Medicare company at this time?
I am with Medicare right now.
Okay.
I have Blue Premier or Blue Cross is supplemental.
Okay, and you know what? It sounds like we're going to...
Yeah, we're up against a hard break, so I'm going to put you on hold, and we're going to come back to you with a follow-up on this and more questions from other of our listeners, too. Give us a call at 1-877-76-AGING, 1-877-76-AGING, or 421-0770 inside King County with any questions, follow-ups for Darlene about SoundPath Health and your Advantage Medicare Advantage plans, or Bob Pittman, our special guest today, anything regarding the law and retirement. And we're going to come back with more of Aging Options in just a couple of minutes, or don't touch that dial. We'll be right back.